Oh. Factory. We'll be right back. talk. Way up in my big black bank. My ninja power, my number cruncher.
Saturday night around the nation, you're tuned to Mix Up, and we are deep inside the mix with Melbourne's Luke Sharble, who's actually in the studio. Good evening.
G'day, Chris. How are you?
Very, very well. This is a very tasty mix indeed that you've put together for us. Was it hard choosing the tunes?
I wanted to play a few other things that I actually left in a club, but the tunes I chose in the end were just some... There's a couple of old things there. There's a couple of new things. There's some tracks by Frank from Infusion as Fex, a couple of Infusion remixes as well.
Nice. So how did you come to leave your records in a nightclub, Luke? Shouldn't I ask?
How do you leave your keys where you can't find them?
Budding young disc jockeys, take note. Do not leave your tunes in the nightclub if at all possible. Now, Luke, your production career is just... skyrocketed in the last few years. You're only relatively new to the production scene, aren't you?
Professionally, I've been doing it since 99 with Ivan Goff. But as far as writing tracks, I've been writing tracks at home since about 1990.
Okay.
So it's new professionally, yeah. And at this, and where I'm at is more... It's sort of hard to say. I've got further in the last couple of years than I did in the few years before that.
So a long apprenticeship, you could say.
Yeah.
So some of the biggest, most upfront electronic music labels in the world are all sort of braying for your favour at the moment. You're getting major kudos from some of the biggest DJs in the world, yet you seem to be largely unknown in your own country. Does that shit you?
Oh, you know how it goes. It's always the same with anyone who's in their own country. Sometimes people get... noticed and they get the real push, but other times there's artists that just don't seem to really get noticed in their own country for some reason. It's hard because outside of the country you get so much attention. Whereas like for me DJing, I'm only starting to really DJ around the country just now, and outside of the country I can get gigs almost instantly, and they've been offered, you know, from one corner of the earth to the other end, but it's just...
Within Australia itself, they're sort of few and far between.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Is it the style of music you're into, or what is it?
I'm not sure. It could be any number of factors, but I definitely know that. I mean, if the people who are putting me on, obviously now know that they're putting me on for a reason, and that I can possibly do them a good service by DJing for them. So,
well, you'd hope so.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you've done us a great service by putting this little set together for us.
No worries.
Nice one. Well, thanks for coming in, and thanks for doing the set for us.
No worries. Thank you.
On Mix Up, it's Melbourne's Luke Schabel. Another 35 minutes worth of his mix still to go. And then we wheel on DJ Elroy out of Sydney.
We'll be right back. change your mind on a rhythmic trip.
You've got Mix Up here on Triple J. Hope you're having an excellent Saturday night. It's an all-local lineup this week. Three producer DJs from across the country. We've still got Elroy to come. He's a breaks DJ out of Sydney. At the moment, though, we're listening to Luke Sharble.
Yeah. Thank you.
Triple J. We've just been listening to a DJ set from one of the hottest producers in the land, Luke Charbel out of Melbourne. He releases music on a mind-boggling array of record labels, both here and overseas. For the last hour, we've seen what he can do with a set of turntables and possibly some CD players as well. Nice one indeed. Well, it's Chris Fraser.